Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You've tried the rest, now try the best. It's a podcast about stuff you might remember.
Kate, that intro was amazing. You forgot one small detail. The name of our show.
It's Nostalgia. Good. Check it out wherever videos are sold.
Wow, that is good. Speaking of videos being sold, we're going to do something a little different this week.
Ooh, spooky.
So this episode should be coming out, I think, on Halloween. Is Halloween a Wednesday?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think it's Halloween. We'll see. It's coming out on or around Halloween of 2018, if you're listening from the future. And we are going to watch a full-length movie.
A feature film.
I've never subjected you to an entire feature film before, Kate. What are your thoughts on that?
What's the movie?
Oh, I guess I should reveal that information.
That would maybe help guide our audience.
That's true. Let me crack open this VHS case. Sorry, guys. It's not true. We rented it on YouTube. We're going to watch a movie from 1993 called Hocus Pocus. What do you know about this movie?
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, I'll be 100% honest up front. This is breaking our normal format. I think I've seen it, but I definitely don't have any fond memories of it.
I don't know if I've even seen it.
Mm-hmm. I sat through it once not too long ago because I was curious about what all the hubbub was before we had a nostalgia-themed podcast, so I didn't think to, you know, save it for the podcast.
I think people are really into this
yes,
movie.
That's why I watched it.
And it's not
it.
Necessarily a bad thing.
No. This is a highly...
Could be a good thing.
Highly well-remembered movie. Right? If all everyone else in our age bracket is to be believed. It was released, oddly enough, on July 16th, 1993. Not anywhere near the Halloween season, which I think is interesting. And this year's special, because it's 2018, this is the 25th anniversary. It already passed in July, but, you know, they're kind of making a big deal about it. I've seen, you know, it being advertised.
Is it on the ABC channel every night?
I will guess it is, yep. The ABC channel, wow. You mean Freeform? The last time you had cable, it may have been called the ABC Family.
I don't know.
It stars Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wait,
oh, I'm sorry.
Can we just stop?
Let's give Bette Midler her due.
Bette Midler, like, let's just
so
you know. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. Nostalgites.
I'm mansplaining.
Let's just take a second, reflect on some of your personal feelings about Bette Midler, and understand that she's a national treasure. And let's take a deep breath. Now tell me who else is in it.
Before we do, here's a question. Like, I know the name, but like, who is Bette Midler?
Oh my god, if you say who is Bette Midler, I'm leaving
No,
you.
But in all seriousness, like, why is she so famous? Is she a singer?
She's an actress.
She's
and
not
a
singer. She's a singer, right?
All of the above.
But like, what else, what do you know her from if you think she's such
a
treasure?
Rose. Every other movie that Bette Midler's in.
Oh, okay, so you saw her in one movie. What is The Rose? I'm not familiar with it.
You suck.
Does she sing in it?
Yeah.
Okay. In my mind, the name Bette Midler is associated with a singer.
I mean, she is a singer.
But like a big Bombay, like a Broadway kind of singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's also an actress.
She's an actress, right.
She's a treasure.
Okay. Okay. Next up, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Also great.
And someone named Kathy Najimy?
Yeah, we like her. Oh my god, she's in Sister Act. Come on.
Sister Act. I haven't seen that either. We should do an episode about Sister Act.
Sister Act's great.
It was written by Neil Cuthbert and Mick Garris, and it was directed by a gentleman by the name of Kenny Ortega, and I looked him up a little bit, and I discovered that he was a choreographer before he was a director.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, choreographed movies, and Gene Kelly kind of taught him how to be a choreographer, at least worked with him in a sort of mentor-mentee relationship. Kenny Ortega choreographed Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I know there's not a lot of dancing in that, but you know that big dance scene at the parade? He choreographed Dirty Dancing, the whole movie. And then he did a bunch of music videos, like the Material Girl music video and others. And then he directed this movie, which I don't know if has any dancing in it. As far as I know, it doesn't. But Bette Midler is a singer, and it's directed by a choreographer. So maybe they'll sing it. We're really ignorant. I know I saw this, but I don't remember almost anything about it.
All right, well, let's give it a try.
Oh, Kenny Ortega, by the way, later directed High School Musical, I think 1, 2, and 3? Not sure.
Get it, Kenny?
Just so you know.
All right.
I guess we're ready. I don't know why we might like this. I mean, it is fall, so we might enjoy that.
Yeah.
It is, you know...
Everyone loves it. Like
spooky, I assume, but also kind of fun.
We gotta try.
All right.
Magic. The Frotter's back. Only works tonight. On All Hallows Eve, when the sun comes up, we're dust.
Dust?
Toast. Pudding!
Unfortunately, the potion I brewed the night we were hanged would keep us alive and young forever. Unfortunately, the recipe for that potion is in my spellbook, and the little wretches have stolen it. Therefore, it stands to reason, does it not, sisters dear, that we must find the book, brew the potion, and suck the lives out of the children of Salem before sunrise? Otherwise, it's curtains. We evaporate. We cease to exist. Dost thou comprehend?
Well, you explained it beautifully, Winnie. The way you said it started out with the adventure part, and then you sort of slowly...
Explain what?
It.
Come! We fly!
I used to get really excited when this Walt Disney logo would come up, though. Look, Bette Midler. How bad could it be?
It's just her name. Don't get too excited yet.
Who's this kid in 1693 with a 90s haircut? Look at him. All right, so we got a missing kid already. And if your kid's missing in 1693, she's probably gone.
Yeah,
I'm just saying she's probably dead. She was taken by witches, maybe fell in a pond, maybe she drank some water instead of beer. Oh, we got a kid. She's wandering into the woods. She's going to get rabies. He looks like he should be wearing a flannel and saying tubular, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he just finished surfing on the first surfboard ever in 1693.
He's the least 1690s kid I've ever seen. Only 1690s kids will remember this. Oh my god, Bette Midler. Oh my god, she's here. Look at her teeth. I love her. I love her so much.
Ooh. Is that Sarah Jessica Parker?
That's what Sarah Jessica Parker looks like now.
Ouch. He's so mean to
No, Sarah I love Jessica. Sarah Jessica
so mean
Parker.
To the SJP.
You know what? Lots of people are mean to SJP, and she hasn't earned it at all. It's I think true. She's actually a very nice person.
I agree with you. I think there is a lot of... There's like a weird pop culture thing to be really mean to her and call her ugly. I don't quite understand
it's not
it.
Nice.
Oh, what is what oh is my her God. Voice?
Why does Sarah Jessica Parker sound like that? It's is she good. Okay? All right, so Bette Midler's in charge. And the other two are just like... They don't have anything
just
together.
Throwing
just...
toes around.
So is this kid like really just dull or is she hypnotized? I can't tell. She's just sitting here.
Sit quietly while three witches brew a broth to cook you in.
Why is he so sweaty? Why is this kid so sweaty? It's literally dripping off of him. Like an SNL skit. Oh, Sweaty Pete's here. What's his name? Elijah?
Did they say his name? I don't know.
Belinda? Oh, we got some slapstick going on with the cauldron. That's not good. Why is this woman barking? Oh, but really... Sucking up the life force. Did we just watch that kid die?
I think we might have.
It's pretty dark. There's a lot of growling in this movie. Who is growling? Man, puberty sucks. Oh my god, they turned him into a cat. This is amazing. Sarah Jessica Parker's just feeling herself a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of feeling.
Well, yeah, she's like supposed to be the sexy one.
I would argue that Bette Midler's the sexy one.
I said supposed
to be. Oh my god, look
be.
At them hiding.
Covered the dead girl with a
covered
blanket.
Covered her with a blanket. His name is Thackeray?
Yep.
What?
That's 1693. I don't know.
Is it just Zachary with a lisp?
Thackeray.
Thackeray. God, we're so stupid. He's California tie-dye. He's so cool. He doesn't believe in superstitious stuff. I don't need no history lesson. Oh my god, they're so excited about Halloween.
Yeah, every kid in Salem is so into it. Get this skeptical, liberal California kid out, is what they're thinking.
Yeah. How old are these kids?
That guy
I'm so
looked
confused.
35.
Yeah, they're in high school. But, like, why is their teacher like, whoa? No high school teacher is, like, dressing up.
I think her, she's just a little, got a screw loose.
Uh-oh, she gave him her number.
Or is it his number back?
She's like, hey, just take this back. It's actually a trick, not a dream.
Oh, it is!
Brutal.
Nice.
She's a witch.
He thinks that now.
Like any spurned boy in the 90s. Or in the 2000s. Whoa, he's doing some extreme bike tricks. This is amazing. Look at him go. He's going to give this little sister to the Sanderson ladies.
He's like, you want to live forever?
Do you think the Sanderson sisters, there are like five of them, and you just can't remember the last two, like the Jackson 5?
That's only you and the Jackson 5.
All right, I can only remember three Jacksons. What? Have you ever been so mad at your sister that you had to just jam on your drum set? The old days are dead. He's like 14.
What is this
second floor of his room. He has like a loft up there.
Because he's a cool 90s kid.
This is a great 90s room.
These bullies do a lot of like strange pantomime.
Yeah, I think they just need a good drama club at school and they could not be bullies, you know? They'd get their energy in a positive way. You know, it's bad.
Have you ever been so sad you just throw yourself into a hay bale and cry on a pumpkin? For the amount of commitment to the wardrobe, you think that she would have, like, done something with her hair. I don't want to be mean, but...
Has full... What would you call this dress?
Full, like...
1600s.
Colonial, yeah. Maybe, like, 1700s.
Perfect
garb.
Replica. But and her hair... How do you describe her hair?
Just 90s limp.
Does every class... Even the sister learned about the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah.
Is there not a curriculum in Salem?
I think it's the Salem Common Core. Everyone just learns about the Sanderson sisters all the time. This kid actor is so weird. Alright, so they're sneaking up to the Sanderson house. Bones of 100 children are all over the property. Seems fine.
No better plan to get near a girl you have a crush on than to have her break into a spooky house with you while also your child sister tags along.
It's fine. Oh no, an immortal cat attacked.
Thackeray! Thackeray attacks!
Oh my god, they just keep tasing men. I love it.
Man, she hit her with her good candies. I don't know if I'd sacrifice my good candies to save my brother.
Oh no. I didn't know the cat was gonna talk. Oh no.
Wow.
I can't tell if Bette Midler is overacting or doing just the right amount of acting. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? I would like to argue that men really are the villain of this movie. I can't tell if this kid doing an accent is, like, he's not doing a good job.
The cat?
Yeah. One minute he's like, look, over here. And then he's like, William Butcherson! This is an ambitious plan. She's got a lot to do. She's got to find the book, brew the potion, and suck all the lives out of the children of Salem before sunrise. You better break this down into some manageable steps.
This movie's got it all. These witches are raising a corpse from the dead.
It's got everything. It's got talking animals. It's got a lot of practical effects. It's got a kid in the most 90s sweater I've ever seen. Just the amount that Bette Midler screams in this movie is amazing. The cat's just absolutely flat.
They showed us the runover cat. Full
he's
detail.
Completely flat. Oh my god, he's reinflating.
That's pretty unsettling detail. Wow.
Penny Marshall's gonna kill you all. Just like an adult costume party.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's where your parents go on Halloween.
Is it?
I guess. I think there's like a band. This looks fun.
These are really elaborate costumes.
That guy's wearing a real suit of armor, I think.
Wouldn't you think that your parents would go as a costume together, not Dracula and Madonna?
I like how they've been asleep for 300 years, and her voice sounds awesome.
See, she's a witch. So are you more of a Sarah, a Mary, or a Winifred, babe? What do you think?
I think we all wish we were Winifred, but...
Oh, I'm clearly a Winifred.
You are.
I love when they pant rhythmically. Like, I'm just confused.
I think I'm more of a Sarah.
Are you? I really actually see you as more of a Mary.
Wow, thanks.
I don't think you're as dumb as Sarah.
I thought I was the dumb pretty one, but...
No, I think you're... I think you're Mary. Sorry, Beth. I can't believe this. They're burning them alive.
They burned them up. That's very good.
That's horrific.
You ever wanted to do a cartwheel outside your school after you burn some witches alive?
I find this extremely relatable. Except I'm the witches.
That was easy. Wow, 1 hour into the movie, they burn the witches alive and everything's fine. Please stop calling me Binks. Call me by my name. Thackeray.
Fuckery. Nope, the parents are still dancing until they die. This cat is going to have to watch his little family age and die in front of his eyes.
Ooh, you know it's time to trim your nails when they can cut through a screen door. Does it matter if it's like kosher or iodized when you have to use salt to protect you from witches? Man, right when you're about to kiss a girl for the first time and then witches attack your sister. Oh my god. The book's shooting lasers at him.
That was amazing.
For some reason, when they flew away, the entire upstairs exploded.
That's incredible.
In a fireball. No explanation. Look at Max on the ground knocked out.
Oh my god, Max is dead. What a lame dude.
You know, I hate to say it, but if these bullies get cooked and get their life force taken, I wouldn't be that upset. I just feel like there's a better way to feed these kids this potion than on this spoon that's bigger really than their head.
Oh my god, he's gonna defeat them with daylight savings time.
Yep. This was paid for by, like, the Midwestern Farmers Association to promote daylight savings time.
Big daylight. Paying them off. Super pack dedicated only to daylight.
Oh man, that bully's wearing a sock with a missing heel. I feel like they may just be in poverty, and this is just a manifestation of it, their bullying behavior. I'm turned around on the bullies. Man, I don't want to be in the middle of this domestic squabble between a zombie and a witch.
He's a mistreated man just like me. Hashtag him too. Oh my god, he's just shoving her down into the grave. Nothing weird about this kid standing in a fresh grave.
Why does salt have such an effect on them?
Maybe you should do some research. Google something. I don't know. When Bette Midler attacks, it's amazing. She just kicked a man's head off. Oh my god, they took her.
Yeah.
She got tooken. Just gonna suck his life force a little bit.
Was this like African savanna sunrise we're getting in Salem here? It looks crazy.
That's what it looks like right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Bette Midler just died from a fall.
Yeah, I think 50% of the subtitles read grunt and or groan. Why does Bette Midler's lipstick only cover, like, the inner two-thirds of her lips?
It's a stylistic choice.
Okay.
Oh my god, she became a really ugly statue. Poor Bette.
Not only did she turn into a statue.
And she exploded. Oh no. Thackeray.
I love you, jerk face.
So I'm going to say to you now.
You're going to have a day so long you just want to climb into a grave and go to sleep at the end of it.
Every day. Thackeray. We'll get you a new cat. It's fine.
I know I'm only questioning this now after all this stuff with witches and stuff, but are there souls in this movie? What's this movie's message about death?
A lot of timpani here at the end.
Breakfast at Timpani's.
What? That's not funny. At least 50% of the parents are dead.
This is what they look like anyway after a regular Halloween party.
Because of me, my little sister's life was stolen. For years I waited for my life to end, so I could be reunited with my family. But Winifred's curse of immortality kept me alive. Then one day I figured out what to do with my eternal life. Now, I'd failed Emily, but I wouldn't fail again. When Winifred and her sisters returned, I'd be there to stop them. So for 3 centuries I guarded the house on All Hallows Night when I knew some airhead virgin might light that candle.
Nice going, airhead.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, okay? We're talking about 3 ancient hags versus the 20th century. How bad can it be?
Yeah. Three witches from Salem died in the 1600s and then came back to life because a virgin lit a candle. And they ran around in the 90s and it was Halloween and they almost killed people to steal their life force. And then they didn't, the end.
All right, so here's my take.
Yes.
I would watch the Sanderson sisters do anything. I do not give a rat's booty about the kids.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Interesting. Yeah, I could see that. So Max, was that the kid's name? Max, pretty boring. The girlfriend, Allison, pretty boring. The kid sister, she was okay. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of great, inspiring, relatable anything about the kids, really, right?
Yeah, I would, the Sanderson sisters, though, amazing.
Yeah, pretty fun to watch. Especially, you were right, Bette Midler, very fun to watch. I was getting a little tired of, like, this one's dumb, and this one's also kind of dumb. That's, like, all they did, the other two, right? But it was fun. It was good. There was a weird talking cat animation that was fun to look at.
Bette Midler sang.
She did.
There you go.
So, do you think this, why do you think people our age are so obsessed with this movie?
I think if I was a kid, it would, you know what I mean? It would be like a little bit scary, so that's kind of fun.
Sure.
It's kind of goofy, because you've got like, you know, 3 middle-aged women being goofy.
I think Sarah Jessica Parker's like in her 20s.
Well, you know, Sarah J, sorry.
I know if you were a kid, you would have thought they were middle-aged.
But yeah, you know, I think it's just kind of goofy.
There's like 3 silly
like,
witches.
Yeah.
There's some kids doing kid stuff.
Yeah, I guess if I was a kid, I would relate to the kids. But
maybe. And it's like, I guess you're right, it's kind of scary, and it's like just a little pushing the boundaries of maybe what you're normally watching as a kid.
Yeah, because they say virgin all the time.
And hell. Yeah. And there's like scary, kind of scary, but not really scary, but like a zombie whose head falls off, and he gets his fingers chopped off, and stuff like that.
All right.
But yeah, it was fun.
There's a talking cat.
I don't think I'll ever watch it again, but it was fun.
Well,
no, I think
there's always next Halloween when we can watch it just for us without a microphone in front of us.
I don't do that.
No, next year, Halloween Town. Get ready. 1 year from today.
What is Halloween Town?
You'll see.
Do you think it's the greatest movie of all time?
No.
Are you sure?
That would be Point Break. But Halloween Town's great, but we'll save it because October's over.
Wow. What's really spooky is the passage of time and our inevitable march towards death.
Well, if you want to talk to us about your existential fears or tell us what show or movie from the 90s, 80s, early 2000s, whenever you were a kid and are nostalgic about things, email us, nostalgia@aol.com. Go to our website, www.nostalgia.org, but ask your parents first before going online.
You could leave us a voice message on the Anchor app. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
That's true.
And mostly the most fun.
Yeah, we love getting voice messages, so send them to us.
Yeah, so easy to use.
You can leave us a rating or review on iTunes if you liked what you heard or like any of our other episodes.
But don't leave it if it's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah, if you have a negative review, you should just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Or call us directly.
Yeah, you could send us the voice message, but don't leave it on iTunes.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's, for now, it's still a free country.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
I put a spell on you. My name is Bette Midler, and I'm a lady.
I put a spell on you.